Crystal plays on Cody's heart very, very poorly. More on Cody's past, and could Fam be your next Disneyland? Stay tuned. We'll talk about it.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Did you guys catch that new, like, boom, boom, boom intro? That was fantastic. I really like that addition. I love
Amazing.
It. Welcome to the after show of Becoming a God in Central Florida. We're covering just episode 7 tonight as opposed to 2 and 1. So we're going to be covering a lot, and it's going to be fun talking about it. We have more on Myrta's Minute. So glad that she's back. We're talking about Cody's relationship with his father and Ernie's slow takeover. We also have more news on what's going on with Becoming a God in Central Florida in the future, and our special segment, of course, about MLMs. So exciting. But before we get into it, my name is Tatiana, and we're missing Tara.
Yes.
We just can't get a full break. Panel. Okay, guys, what's going on? But we do have Jackie back. Hello,
yay! Jackie Nova's back.
I'm so excited. What have you been up to?
Making money moves. I'm on set. I'm an actress, as you know, and a filmmaker. So I'm just trying to make moves and trying to make my own. I'm becoming a god in Hollywood.
Ooh, I like that. Smooth transition. Love that. So with this episode, there's a ton going on with this episode. Yeah. And it just seems like a downward spiral. What were your thoughts on this episode?
Well, I mean, I want to say that Flint Glass, the episode's title, it makes so much sense. When I first saw the title name, I was like, what is this? But then it's like, that is the name of a diamond that looks real, but it's fake. And that's really what transitioned everything in this episode. I mean, you know, Crystal could not get the money to sustain her vision of splasher size.
She's really stuck on the splasher
size. She is so stuck on it. Like, but that's, for real. You know, Flint Glass made it all happen and not, you know, Fam.
Good riddance to Fam, okay? Yes. Flint Glass versus Fam. Flint Glass will win.
Yes.
That's what we're going for.
Yes, indeed.
So first I want to talk about Myrta, okay? Because she's like this slow underdog that I am so rooting for. And I am so happy that they're diving more into her character and she's become a bigger part of this story. So her and Crystal are pretty much teaming up right now to uncover all of this story. And Crystal sells her ring, right, and replaces it and tries to use that money to fund her splasher size. Right. And it's we are hoping that it's going to go somewhere, right, by the end of the episode. I don't think it is. But she is totally done with Fam, like done. And she's hoping that this money will carry her into the next thing. And she also meets with Myrta saying, look, I have a story for you. But she doesn't have any evidence.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing substantial.
And I love how it gets so FBI sneaky undercover. Like the suitcase, the tape.
And that was Myrta.
Yeah.
Like, go Myrta. Addiction aside, okay?
Yeah.
Myrta, you got to clean up the addiction.
Myrta, okay? Mi amor, pero tú tienes que parar con la cocaína.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of Spanish going on in this episode, too, in the episode before this.
Don't know it. Only know this much, okay? But that was good. I second that, what she said. Got to clean that up. But she's a genius. She's a genius.
And I love every second of it.
Yes. So she follows. So they put the recorder in the suitcase they give to Cody. He has no idea. Poor Cody. He has no idea.
No, he has no idea.
And Crystal is pretending to be in a relationship with him because Myrta basically talked Crystal into, like, hey, you kind of have to go suck it up and apologize, which was super effed up. Hey, Crystal, you should have apologized to me by now.
I know.
Cody,
who does he think he is?
Not cool.
But I love how Crystal's like, you know what? I'm going to win this one. I love her character in this. I mean, she is just fierce. She doesn't care. And she is just going to make things happen for her.
Right.
And I love that red dress with the cleavage popping. You know, Cody could not resist.
She did not come to play.
No.
She was serious about it. Mm-hmm. And even like as going so far as to be like, I still want to be in the relationship with you, Cody. But we all know it's not true. We also find out, too, Cody's really he's not getting paid.
No.
So he's supposed to be getting paid by Obi himself from all this other stuff.
Yes.
He's not getting paid. Mm-mm-mm. He is breaking into his mother's house, right?
Yes.
And stealing goods so he can afford living this, you know, top tier fam life.
Wow.
Okay. So Murta's trying to get to the bottom of all of this, and she follows him, right? What I want to know is, do you think that Pendleton caught her? Do you think that Roger Pendleton knows exactly who she is and what she's doing?
I don't think he knows everything about her. He's searching in her car, like as we all just saw. But in my guts of guts, if she's a true journalist and she knows she's going to go undercover, like, you have to... I mean, she's leaving her door wide open, or is it that he broke in because they didn't show that? So I'm thinking, like, she didn't leave anything behind, although you can see that her pills, because she is a pill popper and she's into coke. Well, snorting her pills, whatever. Right.
Snorting something.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that other than maybe, like, maybe it's a fake name under her pill. I don't think he's found anything.
But doesn't... At the end, he pulled something from her glove box.
Yes.
Did that have her name? I couldn't see.
I couldn't see either. So I wanted to take a shot and, like, you know, right, like, when you, like, make it larger.
Yes, yeah, so you can see what it was.
Yeah. I'm like, no. I just, in my heart, I just hope he doesn't find that it's her. Because, I mean, this poor lady is just trying to, like, raise her teenage daughter, just be a journalist, and she wants to be a big deal journalist. She does not want to be, you know, doing
she doesn't
these
want
little stories.
Murta's Minute anymore.
No.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
So I'm really rooting for her, because I think that this could really change things around for her in such a good way. But at the same time, it's a huge risk, because I don't put it past fam to murder.
Yeah.
Dare or I say?
Throw her in the
lake.
Yeah.
Do some mafia shit,
you know, because, like, alligators are out there,
right yeah, and make it look like an accident, or maybe they're gonna brainwash her like they did Judd Waltrip, because we all know he's, like, you know, I don't know what happened to him,
he's gone.
The same thing could happen.
Yeah,
so I fear for her life, but she's doing a good thing.
Yeah, but she's also fierce, so I feel like she's ready to kick some butt.
Totally.
Whatever comes her way.
Totally.
Yeah,
I hope that they can use what they found on the tape against fam to just bring them down to the ground.
Yeah, I feel like they're just going to keep on going. They're going to get more evidence and more evidence and more evidence, and this story is going to become juicy, because when you find out about news people, you're going to know why this all needs to unveil.
Talking about juicy news stories, can you tell us more about being here at AfterBuzz TV talking about juicy news stories?
Absolutely. And guys, listen, thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We could not do this without you. You are also a host on AfterBuzz, believe it or not. And if you're on YouTube right now, guys, you know, just click that thumbs up, you know, and all kinds of thumbs, and make comments, write comments, because, you know, Tatiana and I and Tara, we love to get on here and we love to chat with you guys afterwards and all week long if we have to, because we just love it. And if you're on iTunes, also, throw that, the big star, do that, and also comments, because we love, 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 and without you, we can't be here. We love it, and we love you. So thank you again, and stay tuned for more.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
I love being here at AfterBuzz TV and talking about all things
AfterBuzz.
AfterBuzz.
All the shows,
especially
yes.
Multi-level marketing companies. Yes. I'm kind of obsessed since watching this show. I'm not going to lie. I've done a lot of, like, research.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure, kind of.
It is guilty pleasure. I mean, I almost got sunk into, like, a little Amway situation.
You did.
Oh, back east.
Oh, my gosh. So Tara and I, just side note, Tara and I were talking about this, and I had asked her if she had ever been a victim, and she was like, no, but my friends have. I have almost been a victim. My husband snatched me out of the claws before I got too involved. But you were?
Oh, they almost snatched me. Almost.
So you were an almost, too.
Almost.
Almost, almost.
Almost, almost. My God. It was just too good to be true.
So, like, yours was Amway.
It was Amway.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Amway. Yeah, yeah. But everybody in my family was like, are you crazy? But I was just, like, such a kid. And I was just, like, trying to. Yeah.
You do what you can. Well, congratulations. Yeah. You're alive and well today.
I'm alive and well. And that's why I'm so glad for On Becoming a God in Central Florida, because this is shedding light on this insane scheme.
Yes, totally. I really want to talk about Cody.
Yes.
Because he is, like, a little puppy dog in my eyes. That's trying to become this grown man.
He wants to be a man so bad.
But he is still kind of like under his mother's thumb. And we know that he, a couple episodes back, he was trying to visit his father in prison, and his father won't see him. And just I was won't. Like, what's going on? Why is his father in prison? Well, we find via Roger. Hello, Roger with no shoes.
and, Gypsy Roger.
Yeah, Gypsy Roger. Yeah, exactly. The reason why he doesn't wear shoes is it makes him quieter.
Yeah.
That's why.
He's a snake. I wrote snake in my notes.
I'm going to start walking around with no shoes. See what I'm doing. But he basically finds out all this stuff about Cody's father. So Cody turned his father in.
Yeah. And to the FBI.
To the FBI. But in Cody's eyes, he was telling Obi that he turned him in because he thought he was going to hurt his family.
That's right. And I think that's where Obi was just like, oh, you would do anything, even would you kill? Yeah.
When he said that, I was like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, would you take your life? He was like, yes.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Would you take another's life?
Yes. He's like, hypnotized.
He's possessed. Okay. He's possessed. I don't know.
Maldito loco.
He's like killing birds and putting it at people's feet and going into stripping naked.
Yeah.
You know, it's totally, he went through the ringer.
He did, but he comes from a family of money. Like, his mom is loaded. He does not have to go in this path, but I feel he's just so convinced that this is the path. And that Obi loves him.
He wants so badly to make a name for himself
outside
of his family.
That's what it
is. And that's what sucks. And it makes me wonder. At first, I was like, wow, his mom's really cold to him. Maybe he didn't have any support from his mother. But now looking at it, like, his mother is probably like, you don't amount to anything. You disgraced our family, you know, like all this stuff. I don't know. I'm really curious to dig deeper into that relationship, because it seems like there is so much there. But he's so sold out for fam that he is selling his family heirlooms.
Yeah.
Like, that's disappointing.
That's very disappointing. And it's sad because that has happened to so many people in this world because of this multi-level marketing scheme.
Yeah.
It's happened.
They just give more and everything and everything. And he also doesn't have any money.
He doesn't.
He's not getting paid.
Here I was this whole time. I thought, and I mean, did you see Crystal's face when she found out, like, oh, this is not his money. This is mom's money. Yeah. Like, oh, she's like, oh, this mother, bleep, 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 bleep. Right. She's ready to just. Oh,
he's a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a boy.
Yeah. And so, I love that he really does look very boyish.
Absolutely. His eyes are so big and brown and just, you know, I'll do anything for
he's
you.
He's like
Crystal.
A deer, like a little deer. Like, oh my gosh.
And I feel for him, you know, and I feel like Crystal almost looks at him like a puppy, you know, or like, I need to raise you as well, along with my daughter.
Right. You know? I feel sorry for you, but I know that somehow you're going to be my way out of this.
Right. Right.
So I'm going to just go along because my husband's dead anyways because of you.
Right. Because of this organization that you're so in tune with.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the relationship now between Cody and Obi? I mean, they're like best buds. Obviously, Roger Pendleton doesn't agree with Obi linking up with Cody at all.
No, Roger does not like. No.
He's not.
He does not like Cody at all. He's just like, keep an eye on him.
Totally.
But Obi is like, oh, ever since that was music to his ears when he was like, oh, yeah, you'll kill and you'll die too for me. Like, awesome. That's brilliant.
It's crazy.
So Obi is like, now this is like going to be his boy.
Right.
This is going to be his boy. This is like the son he never had.
Right.
That's what this, you know, Cody's going to be doing.
Which makes me think, because that used to be Roger. Right. And now it makes me think that Cody is going to replace Roger, and Roger's going to start getting mad at Cody. And there's going to be some battle in between there.
Yeah. And I think Roger's going to super keep digging into, like, who is really Cody? Who's Cody hanging around with? And who's his downline? And who's this? And then let's discover something to sabotage Cody.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Which could, you know, which could display itself now that they're talking out loud about these plans that they have for Pham. And they're going to have it go through the splash park.
There we go. The water park.
So he bought the water park. He's going to buy the water park.
He's so convincing, you know, that he's going to buy this water park.
He wants Pham to go global. And he's just like this greedy, crazed person, you know, like I said the last time,
The devil.
So he's this greedy, crazed person, and he has this huge thing, and Crystal is not a part of it.
No.
I don't think Obi realizes how much he's taken away from Crystal. Like, I don't think he's doing it maliciously. I think he's driven by greed.
Yeah, he's completely driven by greed because he does not even remember who Crystal is.
Exactly.
Like, dude, her husband died. Nobody can forget when somebody dies because an alligator snatches you up and drags you down under.
That's not like a normal thing.
That's not normal. That's not a normal way to go.
No.
So, like, how did you forget that this is the wife of the man that you, because of you, this is why, even though he doesn't believe it's because of him. But he already forgot who she is.
Not only that, but they talked, but when he ate the crazy hot Hot Pocket.
What?
And she gave him the splasher size book, and then they met when she met the vice president.
Yes.
And he was making fun of her. So he's met her on multiple occasions.
Multiple.
I don't think he's not right up here, but I mean, memory wise, I don't think he's right, or he was just doing it to antagonize her.
Tick her off. Mm-hmm. He just looked very clueless, like, it's all about me. And who are you again?
Right.
Yeah, he's so clueless.
He's crazy.
And he's crazy.
Yeah.
Totally agree with you on that.
So Crystal's entire life is just because of him.
Because of this man.
Because of this man.
Obi.
Yeah.
He is not an Obi-Wan Kenobi. He is Obi Poopy Pants.
Yeah. Yes. He is Obi Poopy Pants. I'm going to take that and run with it. So Splash's eyes is dead, pretty much. She's put her heart and soul into Splashercise. Got these pictures taken.
Yeah.
He's just going to buy out the park. She became manager. Now, mind you, this looks really bad. If you look from Ernie's wife's perspective, okay, because going into Ernie continues his takeover, all right, because he's really making money moves.
Oh, he's making money moves. He's turning everything Spanish.
Yeah. And selling them.
Nobody's got that market.
Right. Exactly. So he's really doing it. But his wife is noticing that he's slowly changing into this other person. And he hasn't even told his wife that he quit his job.
He's lying.
And it sucks because you just were watching this downward spiral between him and his wife because they had such a cute relationship. You know, it was so intimate and innocent. And, you know, it seemed like it was like all things good. You know,
their relationship. Yeah, the all-American family is so sweet and truthful. Now he's just, because of Pham, he's lying to her. He's so afraid of what she really feels. He doesn't want to hear it. I mean, we all see how Crystal got with him towards the end of this episode. He does not want to hear it. He's turning into a loony.
Totally.
A loony bin. And I don't like that he said, I wrote it down, you're talking like a zero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's like, you think I'm a zero? Mm-hmm. And he kind of like tried to adjust his words. But no, you just called your wife a zero. He's never disrespected his wife. He's spiraling. He feels this thing because it's like, I get it. You feel like this community and people are like listening to you and you're like this leader and this is a scam.
Right.
And Crystal's telling you it's a scam.
Right.
So run the other way.
Run. But it looks like it's, from his wife's perspective, it looks like Crystal is sabotaging him, his life, right? Because she got him hooked on Pham.
Right.
Then she goes and takes his job as the manager of the splash park.
Yep.
So, I mean, if I was Ernie's wife, I would be like, you're to blame, Crystal, right? Because you took his job, my man's job, and you got him in Pham, and now he's sold out and doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
And when he says, oh, I'm going to surprise you, she's like, are you taking me to the Olive Garden?
Oh, my God.
And he's like, it's even better.
It's even better. And you're taking her to a Pham meeting.
To a fam meeting.
I'd rather go to the Olive Garden.
Because
the breadsticks and the salad is like my favorite.
Breadsticks. I'm all about the breadsticks. And I'm sure she was about the breadsticks too.
She was totally about the breadsticks.
Right? Because that's why anybody goes to Olive Garden, okay?
Exactly.
Nothing else. It's the breadsticks.
The breadsticks.
So it sucks, you know?
It's horrible.
But the only good thing he's getting out of fam is that his relationship with his son is better.
Oh my God.
And that's what
so
he wanted
tight.
In the first place.
Yeah.
Was this good relationship with his son. So now he's spending all this time with his son, but
he's turning his son into a fam little like the machine.
Yeah. And truly, because his son was acting like a robot, you know, only by fam. But that's what, you know, he was doing that. And I thought, how appropriate, right? Out of the mouth of babes.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's completely what fam is turning everybody into.
Yeah. And he's like getting sick with those stickers. He's a biohazard everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. She's like, but I love that soap. Well, don't worry about that. That's biohazard. We can get that in the pamphlet for fam pamphlet. Like, dude, you're just like boxes all over their house.
Yeah.
This is so sad.
And she calls him out on it because she's like, do you know that one of your people in the downline took all the money from his daughter's college fund?
Yeah.
To use for fam. And he's like, oh, that's good for him because, you know, their daughter will be able to go to college four times over. And she's like, nobody needs to go to college for four times.
Just once.
What are you thinking? You know, so she's catching on.
Yeah.
But I just see, I think they're just going to, he's probably, like I said the last time, Ernie's going to become the kingpin.
Yeah.
Of fam. That's where he's headed.
He's going for it. And if he keeps gathering all the Hispanics in the community, which is very big in Florida, and yeah, he is overturning a lot of people.
He found his niche.
He did. Mm-hmm. He did.
And he's using it to his advantage, and he's ruining more lives.
He is ruining more lives. He even got that guy who is crazy and was sticking up the restaurant. He got that guy killed, even though he was actually trying to save him.
He was trying to, but that's what turned him into this like crazy fam gives hope because he thought that he was giving this guy hope. And although he might have, right? If the guy lived and decided to go for fam, I just think that would be horrible. So horrible.
He's probably better off gone.
Yeah, right.
Poor guy.
Either way, if fam got him, he's gone.
He's gone.
If he was robbing that and the other guy got him, he's gone.
He's gone.
So it's just, it sucks. Just fam just has his claws in everything. It's just ruining everybody's life. And I was really hoping that this whole splasher size, I didn't realize it meant really that much to her.
Yeah,
but I think she just sees it as her only way to get out of all of this.
Right.
You know?
She wants to get out. She wants to get out so bad, and she wants to have her own business. She is very business savvy, because, I mean, that's very slick.
Absolutely.
To take the ring, and she already took it to another appraiser, and then
I bet you she didn't.
She didn't take it to anyone.
No.
She's just so savvy. You know, even though for being like a little country girl from Florida, like she's savvy.
She's good.
She is really good.
Because she's like in survival mode.
Yeah.
And she's up against this big beast of fam.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. Obi's no joke.
Obi is no joke.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So I just want to segue now, because Obi is no joke and fam is crazy, into our special segment, okay?
Yes.
Tara, I'm going to try to do it justice for you. Have you or a loved one ever been a victim of MLM, multi-level marketing? If you have, believe it or not, there is a support group out there on Facebook. Yes, I found one. The Facebook group is called Sounds Like an MLM, But Okay. It was started around 2017. It has a community of nearly 135,000 people dedicated to calling out the predatory nature of MLMs. It was started by moms. Oh, yes. It was started by a bunch of stay-at-home moms, a bunch of women that have become the victim of doing all this, that have spent their life savings in Amway, in Herbalife, in all of these things, and they're calling them all out on this Facebook group and basically saying what the dangers are.
Good for them.
With all of these, it provides a slew of documents on every MLM and information regarding the schemes, and a master document of all known MLM companies. The group also recently held an Ask Me Anything series with former reps to educate group members about alleged predatory practices by the companies. The Facebook group also partners with and supports the Anti-MLM Coalition, an online coalition that works tirelessly to expose the alleged ills of MLM companies. So there you have it. If you have been a victim, there is a Facebook group for you. And they talk all things, how much they gave to the companies, what the companies are. And they've reached out to these companies as well, which, of course, the companies refer them back to a clause where they say, no, you really can make this much money, but we don't promise that you can, et cetera, et cetera. So there you go.
That's exciting.
That's our special segment.
I love it.
Awesome.
I love it.
With that, Jackie, what is the news for today?
Ooh, yes. Guys, this is a news that you're all gonna want to hear. Okay, guess who's getting a season two? I'm becoming a god in Central Florida.
Yay!
So check it out. 1 month after its season one premiere, Showtime has ordered a second season of its critically acclaimed comedy, I'm Becoming a God in Central Florida, from Sony's TriStar Television. Created and executive produced by Robert Funk and Matt Lutsky, and starring Kirsten Dunst, I'm Becoming a God is a darkly comedic story about the cult of free enterprise and one woman's relentless pursuit of an American dream. In addition to Dunst, the first season stars Theodore Pelletier.
Love him.
He's amazing. Love the little deer in the headlights. And Mel Rodriguez, conquering Los Latinos. And Beth Ditto, which I'm trying to get her to come on the show. And Ted Levine. With such imaginative storytelling and absolutely inspired lead performance, I'm Becoming a God in Central Florida has been a revelation, said Jana Winograd, president of entertainment, Showtime Networks. Kristen, Esta, Robert, Matt, and Charlie have crafted a wondrous blend of satirical light within the economic and emotional melancholy that confronts so many Americans. We couldn't be happier that I'm Becoming God is now Showtime and will stay Showtime, and no more eager see what wild events awaits our ensemble in the downline of season two. We can't wait. Thank you for Deadline for the news, which just came out. It is all over the news, actually, all about this season two. So this is exciting.
I'm so excited that it got picked up, because this is really, it's unveiling a lot, and it's so true to what's going on now and what has happened in the past. And, you know, I know everything is kind of crafted after Amway. So
yeah, exactly.
It's super exciting.
And thank you, George Clooney, also, because he's also an executive producer.
Yes.
So thank you for that with your Smokehouse production, baby. You know that you could go to Smokehouse in Burbank, which is a restaurant. It's one of his favorite spots, by the way. Love that spot, too.
So if we go, will we see him?
So you never know. Let's have lunch there.
Yeah. I'm there.
That's right. So, yeah, that's my news for today.
Awesome.
Season two.
Thank you so much for that. I'm so excited for a season two. It'll be awesome to watch that. Yeah. Going on with that, what are your predictions for this next episode?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, Crystal is going to get her splasher size no matter what.
I think so.
I think Crystal, even if she's got to get rid of Obi herself, is going to make it happen.
Listen here.
If I killed an alligator, pop, 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 I'm going to get you too.
I don't put it past the woman.
I don't put it past her.
She's done a lot. She's been through a lot. Hey, we've all been there. Not exactly in her position, but that feeling. So I get it.
Yeah, I feel like that's just going to happen. And Mirta is just going to... She's going to find out so much. To make the twist interesting, I think she might get caught, but she is going to get out of it, and she's going to, you know, unveil a lot of juicy stuff. Maybe not all of it, because we now have a season two. So the story needs to keep going.
Right. It could take any turn.
And right Cody. Says, I'm in love with you, Crystal. Now you're in love with the notion of her downline, dude. I don't think he's really.
Or he could be
in love with her, too.
Oh, I think he's hands down in love with her.
He could be in love with her, too, but he's in. Really like the downline is, I don't know. He's so glazed over fam that I just.
I mean, you're right.
I kind of question it a little bit.
Fam is his number one love.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obi, he's into her. Yeah.
Yeah. But. He should just marry Pam. I don't know why he's even bothering with Crystal. He should just marry Obi. They should be a couple.
Thank you. Words right out of my mouth. Marry Obi, Cody.
Yeah. Predictions.
Predictions. What do you think?
Oh, gosh. Well, okay. Hear me out.
Yes.
I think that Cody is working for the FBI.
Ooh.
Right? It makes sense because he's worked with the FBI before when he turned in his father and he had all of this evidence to turn in against his father. So I wonder, he has enough like clout and like the perfect scenario to set him up to work his way up. And it's just really interesting how, you know, he used his mom's money. He had enough money to keep everything going. Normally people sink by now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's kind of, now he's made it like right in Obi's circle. So I can't help but wonder if he's working for the FBI to crash Obi.
That is really interesting.
Right.
And as artists that we are and actors and writers, I love that twist.
Yes.
Love,
it would
love,
be
love.
So cool if that was the case.
That
and
would
like
be.
Nobody knows.
Right.
Like not even Crystal, even though she's trying to take it down as well. But
yeah. That's, hey, we have to tune in for next week and the week after that and the week after that in season two.
Right? I am here for it. So I think that maybe he could be working for the FBI to take down Obi. I think that Roger and Obi are going to have conflicting views on Cody and Roger's going to end up leaving. Maybe he'll be the one to expose Obi. I don't think he'll go to the FBI. That's not really Roger's style.
Right.
But he might help Crystal because I think he has like a interesting fascination with Crystal.
Well, she's blonde, she's hot, and I think...
I mean, beyond all that.
Beyond all that. And she's so interesting, and she's
got
so
gumption.
Deep in.
Yeah, she's got gumption, and she's just trying all these different things, and I think he sees that. So I can't help but wonder if he's going to switch over to Crystal's side and maybe even help her and Murta. Like,
with the story.
Yes.
Team Crystal.
Yes.
I mean, I know I'm Team Crystal.
Oh, totally.
Totally.
Who is it? If you are not Team Crystal, can you let us know why? Because I would love to have that conversation with you. As opposed to, you know,
Team Obi.
Team Obi.
It would be interesting
that
to get somebody.
That would mean that you're crazy.
No. Yes.
Crazy people.
I would really like somebody that's been part of some kind of Amway or so, in that realm of fam to connect with us because we want to help you.
That would be interesting. It would be really interesting, especially just because there's so many things to draw from fam and Amway. It's really connected so many points. It's really hilarious.
It
makes it so much funny. Yeah. So especially the whole, you know, dueling MLMs because we have Cody and we have the other guy. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, that other dude.
I forgot his name already. But they keep running into each other and they're like, I got a gun. Oh well, I got a gun too, and I'm holding it around. You can't. This is Obi Garbo's territory. You know, like Crystal's like, whatever, you guys are gonna shoot each other.
Right. Put the guns away.
Yeah. So it's hilarious now that we have it just keeps different things keep coming into play. And so now we have dueling multi-level marketing companies, you know.
Right, which as I'm sure, because we're not in it, but other people have been, that is something that I'm sure has happened.
Oh, absolutely.
Amway versus Herbalife. And it's all...
Versus like LaRue. And I mean, there's like all these like ones that they name on here. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then they try to get you with the acai berries. Like, this is the acai. This is what's going to keep you youthful forever.
Yeah, and they were saying, because I was looking at the article about the Facebook group, and they were saying that people on there, people were saying, oh, you know, this could cure your cancer. All you have to do is rub some oils on your body and your cancer will go away, or this can make you drop 100 pounds in like a week. You just rub these oils on your body and it, you know, and it's just, they just stop at nothing.
It's so sad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like,
it's
really, are
crazy.
You targeting cancer patients and people that are, that's just sick.
Well, one of the girls that I read on here, she like I said before, she emptied her savings. Her and her husband emptied their savings. They emptied their retirement plan, and they were in it for maybe like 5 or 6 years, I think the article said. Mm-hmm. And they had spent over $100,000 in that amount of time investing in the company.
Right.
And
to make more money.
And lost everything. Yeah. They lost everything. And some people go on the Facebook group to say, hey, I just left an MLM. Can you convince me that I shouldn't go back?
Wow.
Because they're so like, yeah, it's so just inundated. Yeah. So it's really interesting.
There is a hotline, folks.
Facebook group.
Just rewind this video to what Tatiana just gave us the information in the beginning. And there is help.
I'm low-key obsessed now, like I said before. Sorry to say.
Obsessed with helping people get out of this.
Yeah.
Not with anything fam.
Not with fam. If fam was real, I would not be a part of it. But I would be curious about it.
Yes.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Amazing. We have so much information going on here that we're talking about. I can't wait for the next episode to see what happens with Murta and with Cody and Cody's mom. Like, she's not going anywhere.
No.
But thank you so much for joining Becoming a God in Central Florida here at AfterBuzz TV. Yeah. Jackie, where can we stalk you?
Yes, you can stalk me on all social media, JackieNova7. And you can also go to oxfilms.us because my feature film comes out October 8th. It's called Art of Deception. Art of Deception. Sorry. Super hot in here. Super warm. Art of Deception. Go buy it on Amazon. October 8th. It's a Richard Ryan film. Jackie Nova and Richard Ryan. We produced it and we star in it. It's amazing. Action, suspense, thriller. We're so excited, Tatiana. We're so excited.
I'll be there. Can't wait to see it. I'm totally supportive. I think that's so awesome. My name is Tatiana Marisa. You can find me on all social media platforms there. And we will catch you next time. See you next Sunday.
See you next Sunday.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire pop.